I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A protest is planned from 2 to 4 today in Centennial Olympic Park to coincide with the visit by President Trump. The Atlanta Police Department says drivers should expect traffic slowdowns between now and 4:45 as a result of the presidential motorcade. The president is in town to attend some fundraisers for Senator David Perdue and to launch a new Black Voices for Trump coalition. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
The Trump campaign is hosting the event here despite a Pew Research Center poll that found only 8% of Black voters identify as Republican. Karen Walker is founder of the Georgia-based Black Conservatives for Truth. She told GPB's On Second Thought, the president has given members of her organization plenty of reasons to support him for a second term.
I believe they feel that Donald Trump is a fighter. That's very important. I think that he speaks on issues that are important to us.
One of those issues the president is expected to touch on is a low unemployment rate for African Americans. Earlier in the day, Trump will co-host a high-dollar fundraiser for Senator David Perdue, who is running for re-election in 2020. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
The National Weather Service has issued a freeze warning in effect from midnight tonight until 10 a.m. tomorrow, covering the northern half of Georgia. Temperatures in the upper 20s and low 30s are expected. Those conditions could endanger crops and other sensitive vegetation. Well, for the first time since mid-September, the U.S. Drought Monitor has not found any areas of extreme drought in Georgia. As a region, the Southeast experienced its 11th wettest October on record. Much of the state is still experiencing moderate to severe drought conditions. A research team at Georgia State University is gaining greater insight into mosquito-borne illnesses. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more on the protein that could help stop West Nile and Zika viruses.
A biologist at GSU says his team found a protein that, when modified, stops the spread of Zika and West Nile viruses. And Dr. Mukesh Kumar says that's important because global warming is expected to make mosquito-borne illnesses get worse over time.
In Atlanta and in Georgia, we have a huge amount of mosquito population. So probably more and more we'll see more cases of these mosquito-borne viruses.
The Georgia Department of Public Health said there have been 10 cases of West Nile and 5 cases of Zika this year. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks are back in action tonight. They host the Sacramento Kings at State Farm Arena. Tip-off is 7:30 p.m. With a record of 3 wins and 4 losses, the Hawks are in 9th place in the NBA Eastern Conference. With a 2-6 record, the Kings are in 13th place in the West. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.